This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Russell Baxter joins us here. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. The draft in Philly, Russell, I am so sad that I cannot be there. I would love
to
see
that.
Why
aren't you going to be there?
It's my daughter's show. My daughter has her spring show that weekend, so I cannot miss it. So I got to be dad first. But I can tell you this: the NFL's found yet another way to make a spectacle out of something. They always find ways, Russell, to stay center stage and to create new ways to monetize events and make money off it.
Yeah, they do. They do it because they are very hyperactive and listening. That's what it did. It's always struck me, especially this later regime, John, that when there's a groundswell of something by fans or media, they hop on it immediately. Absolutely hop. Brett Favre didn't get a chance to get the ball in overtime in the 2009 NFC Championship game. Let's think about changing the overtime rules in the postseason.
Yes. Yeah,
they are listening. I know some people don't think, especially New England fans don't think they're listening, but they are listening. So they always are. I was one of those people who was so skeptical about when they moved the draft to a three-day event. It wasn't Saturday and it wasn't Thursday that bothered me, John. It's like, who's going to watch that much draft coverage of the second and third round on a Friday night?
And they do.
Everybody.
Yes. Yeah, you and me and a bunch of jabronis just like us. That's what we all love it. I can't wait for it. I'm wondering, though, Russell, is there a... Of the teams that are knocking on the door to try to knock off the Patriots, are any of those teams going to make that move, be able to take that step up because of draft night? Or is this night more about the also-rans? Is it more about especially the first two nights, is this more about those franchises, you know, building themselves back up to respectability?
Well, I think it's a little of both, which by the way, seems to be the typical answer of any time someone asks a question on sports radio now.
Sure.
It's a little of both. I think for certain teams, they're looking for a piece or two. To me, the Green Bay Packers, loaded on offense, shaky on defense. I know they've gone out and they brought back Gavin House and Ricky Jean-Francais on the defensive line, but LaTroy Guion is going to be suspended for the first four games, and their defense has been dreadful for a number of years. Playmaking at times, but unable to stop the run. So can they get a defensive lineman? Can they get maybe a running back who is really a running back? And that's not a knock on Ty Montgomery, but can they get that running game and that balance back so they can keep that defense a little rested? So I think the Packers are a contender that still needs a piece. I think, like the Steelers, probably still need defensive help. What's the beauty of these teams, though, John, is we will watch the quote-unquote also-rans draft players high up, and we'll probably be watching those same quote-unquote also-rans drafting players high up a year from now.
Sure. Especially okay?
Meanwhile, the good organizations, I mean, the New England Patriots are about to go the second straight year without a first-round draft pick. But they seem like they're doing okay. I think Seattle went three straight years without a first-round draft pick. To me, the intrigue of the draft has always been not where you're picking, but who's doing the picking.
I like that. I like that thought process there. Russell Baxter joining us here, John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. I get so excited because we're like a week away from the schedule coming out.
Yes.
I love tell me the biggest misconception about when the schedule comes out, because maybe you can tweet me that day and say, John, remember what I told you. Don't, because I hyperventilate schedule day. Love it. Love looking at the schedule. Love figuring out the schedules. Who has the favorable schedule? What's the biggest misconception when the schedule comes out?
Strength and weakness. There's no doubt about it. You know, we find often in this league that because we are so-so in making our predictions and thinking who's going to be good, you know how the work this schedule works as far as strength of schedule goes by last
sure.
year's record.
Okay? Yeah.
To me, I'll jump ahead a little. To me, the thing to watch on schedules that I think goes under the radar are three straight road games, which happens a little less than it used to, and mostly divisional games and how they're grouped. One of the reasons I thought Green Bay was going to catch Detroit last year was because of the opportunity ahead of them in terms of who they played in the division. I remember Seattle a couple of years ago. I'm talking about an oddity, John. The first 10 weeks, their first 10 games of the season, they played one divisional game. They played five divisional games in the last 6 weeks. So even if they fell behind, which they did, they were able to catch up because the opportunity was given them. I think we overtalked the schedule in terms of strength. And I find it ironic because for years and years, college football fans wanted to get away from the strength of schedule thing as far as postseason and get a playoff.
Right.
And meanwhile, NFL fans have kind of digressed. I think power rankings are fun, but sometimes they're often misleading because everybody does one. And sometimes we treat NFL teams like college. Well, they beat Seattle by 10, but they only lost to Atlanta by 3. I think we overthink that. But to go back to my original point, I think it's definitely strength and weakness. I can remember the Steelers back in 2008, on paper, had the toughest schedule in the league going in. In fact, one of the toughest schedules, I think, in decades. And they slumped all the way to winning the Super Bowl against the Cardinals.
Russell Baxter, BaxFootballGuru.com, BaxFootballGuru on Twitter, ProFootballGuru.com. Check it out. He joins us here on the John Kincaid Show. Do you believe primetime games, a large amount of primetime games, are bad for a franchise, or is that totally overhyped?
I think that's overhyped as well. To me, the primetime games and watching the primetime games is how they are spaced out, okay? Do you play this game and then 4 days later you hit the road?
Right.
That to me is what it is. It's about rest. It's about recovery. And sometimes it's not, you know, who you play. It's when you play them. And how many times, John, last year's a perfect example. The Packers were 4-6 and in the NFC title game. The Steelers were 4-5 and in the AFC title game.
Right.
We got a lot of teams. What we see in this league now is streakiness, okay, both good and bad. We saw a 1-4 team in the Dolphins make the playoffs. We saw a 5-0 team in the Vikings miss the playoffs, okay? I think we should dump Roger Goodell and hire Ray Stevens.
Because it is.
I know that's very, a dated reference, but as
it's very
you know,
streaky.
I don't care.
It's very streaky. Russell, I look forward to catching up with you after the draft. Look forward to it, man. Good to talk to you.
Have a great time with your daughter. I mean, listen,
I will.
You can't replace that.
No.
You can always catch the internet, the draft on your phone.
There you go. Thanks, Russell.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.